Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining me in this space. I am so grateful to be able to be here and to just have you joining me here today. So this is Messages from Above with Tony G, and I am Tony G. I have been a channel for as long as I can remember, and basically I think being a channel, like there's all these names people throw around, psychic, medium, channel, you know, clairvoyant, clairaudient, and to be perfectly honest, the way that I explain it is when people ask me questions or they're talking to me, information comes through me for them. I don't necessarily hear it. It just pops right out of my mouth. I'm sure we've all had that experience where we've said something and we're like, whoa, where did that come from? I also can help you connect with loved ones on the other side. I can see or hear or sense them. I don't see all of them, thank goodness, because we got a lot of loved ones on the other side. So when you're, if you happen to get through for a question today, please have your question ready. Whether you want to ask about love, finances, career, whatever it may be, or if you want to connect with a loved one, tell me the first name of the loved one and who they were to you, like John, my dad, over Jan, my uncle, or my granddad. So that just keeps it extremely efficient and helps us to move forward callers in as possible. And before I take our first caller, I want to let you know, I do host TV shows and radio shows. I host Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. We are going to start Skyping Psychic Medium Tony G, which means, pay attention now, this is great news for you. If you'd like to be a guest on Psychic Medium Tony G, I can Skype you in from any place in the world and give you a 30-minute reading. If you are interested in that, please email me at tg24721@aol.com. Hey, stop that. Stop laughing. I love AOL. Anyway, yes, tg24721@aol.com. Just send me an email saying you're interested in being Skyped in to the TV show. As a matter of fact, in the RE part or the what this is about part, just put TV show. So I make sure that I can get to it and open it up and get you scheduled for that. Now, let's go to first caller, and that is 270. Hello, 270. How are you today?
Hello, Tony. I'm fine.
Can I get your name and where you're calling from? Your first name and where you're calling from?
This is Joy, and I'm calling from Kentucky.
Okay, Joy, how can I help you today? What's your question for the day?
I would like to see if there's any messages from my grandmother, Minnie.
You know, yeah, she's sassy. She is not sassy, not in the way that we would think of sassy today, but she is a very, she was and she still is a very strong woman. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the word connect came out when I was trying to say correct, and her first thing to you, actually the reason that word came out is this is very emotional. I'm sorry if I get a little emotional right now. She's saying connect, connect, connect. So I'm going to ask a few questions because I get a word and then I have to, sometimes I'll get more than a word, but I'm going to ask, have you been stressed lately?
Yes, very.
Okay, so what is this connection that is bringing up a lot of emotion? Because this is bringing up a lot of emotion. I mean, this is like something of the heart. She's asking you to connect, connect, connect. Mm-hmm. When you were, sweetie, what joy, when you were younger, were you intuitive?
I think so.
You were. You were. Okay, Joy. Oh, my goodness. Okay, are you ready for this? Joy,
yes.
You were very, very intuitive when you were a child. And I see you at the age of 4 or 5 and being able to see things also, I think, if I'm getting this correctly. And, you know, we all come in with these abilities. I'm so happy I am having you on the line today because this is so, so important for everybody listening. We all come in with these abilities, correct? And most people through their childhood shut them down for many different reasons, the biggest one being fear. They're asking you to connect. She wants you to connect with her. She wants you to open up to being able to see her, not visualize her, but to literally see her again, to open that gift up again, to commune with her, communicate with her, and others. I'm hearing others, 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 others. They've been trying to connect with you for a bit,
mm-hmm.
and you're just... She is showing me she's showing me you're shutting out the world right now. Like she's showing me a vision of you with headphones on your head, just flipping through a magazine, like you don't want it. And I'm laughing because like the more they try to get through, the more you are like not literally pushing it away, but like doy de doy de doy. Here I go. You know, just like not aware. So it's really important for you to know that they are trying to communicate with you. They are trying to get through to you. Not only your family, but friends' family, because they know you can easily tap in. Some of your friends' family are trying to commune through you also. I'm going to tell you that you are in alignment to open up within the next month. Now, you can open. I always say people heal at the pace that they're comfortable. Like, we all want that miraculous healing and to be perfect in the, like the snap of the finger. But we heal at the pace we're comfortable and believe that we can. We open up at the pace that we're comfortable and believe that we can. Okay? So, within the next month, and I'm going to say that throughout the month of February and within February, you're going to open to different stages at different times. Pay attention to your dreams. Dreams are very vivid right now. Dreams are extremely vivid right now. I want you to pay attention to your dreams and what they're showing you, actually, because you're going to have some visitations during dreams, and you're also going to have some awakenings during dreams, okay? You might have some dreams that are maybe not like what I would call the best dreams. That's when they're clearing stuff away that is in the past. So for you and everybody listening, and I know everybody always wants to be more intuitive, everybody wants to be more in touch with that. Let's do some clearing. So I'm going to just make the statement, there's something blocking or stopping our intuition. I get a yes. I'm going to start clearing that. So not only Joy from Kentucky, but everybody who's listening, if you feel something right now, if you're feeling a pressure, like a energy moving in your body, if you're feeling any of that, pay attention to it. That stuff that's blocking you, that's leaving right now. And for everybody listening, whenever I clear people, I can also feel it. So I feel this coming from the chest and working through my right eye and out. And if Joy, if you're feeling anything, pressure, movement, any of that dizzying feeling or coming out of a specific part of your body, you can let me know that also. There are going to be some light bulb moments coming in, and you are going to remember back to an incident when you were a child that may have shut this down. Don't let it shut it down again. Remember, the only truth in this world is light, love, God. The rest is a facade that we have made up. Fear is an illusion. It seems very real to us, but everything in this world that is in our existence, we have made it real, so to say. But the only thing that is true is light, love, and God. Now remember, which, by the way, may be the same thing in many circumstances. Remember, you have angels with you at all times. We all have between 2 and 4 angels with us at any given moment. And in those moments that we really need more or there's something going on, more angels come in, and we can call on angels at any given time. So please know that you always have angels with you that are keeping you safe and protected, and that nothing can get through that, okay? We might think because we've had an incident or two in the past that that is the truth, but the reality is we all have learning experiences, and then we let it go, and we move on. We've had far more good experiences than we have negative ones, but why do we only focus on the bad, right? That's crazy. So I am going to tell you, your grandma is going to be helping you open more and communicate more. She is showing me a vision where you should sit down with a pen and a paper and just ask a question and then just start writing whatever comes to you, okay? And at first you might scribble or you might think there's nothing, but I always say when you ask the question and you're done, or when you're asking the question, take a very slow deep breath in, and then as you release that breath very slowly, allow information to come with that. And just start writing, and don't get frustrated if nothing comes the first couple of times or it's only one word. Hey, there's a lot of times I just get one word. I started this whole thing with the word connect, okay? Mm-hmm. So pay attention to those words. Pay attention to the little blips of light that you see around your home. And pay attention even – go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do see those, like little kind of sparkles.
Those are the loved ones from the other side. Those little sparkles are angels and loved ones from the other side. Some of them are silver. Some of them are blue. Some of them are green. After my Bella, my puppy, she wasn't a puppy, but after Bella went home, whenever I take pictures of the sky, this green orb would show up. And in all my pictures now, she shows up in every single picture, and I see her flitting around the room all the time. Those are our loved ones. So please pay attention to that. And when you see them, just if you see that blip of light, and I know you do, just say, who are you? Which one are you? And you'll instantly hear their name. You'll instantly hear their name, or you'll hear something that they would have said in the way they would have said it that will let you know who they are. I always do roll call at night. People would probably, I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud on the air, but at night I'm like, okay, Bella, where are you? Max, where are you? Paul, where are you? Jerry, where are you? Like, I go through everybody, and I do, like, a roll call at night. And they're at the point where they're, like, here. Like, okay, good. Okay, now I can go to sleep. Like, And I also do that with my angels. And everybody is very fixated. I'm so happy you called in because this is such amazing information. Everybody, you know, wants to know, what's my angel's name? They don't care what you call them. They have no ego. You can call them thing one and thing two. I don't recommend that. But I mean, the point is, you can call them wing one and wing two, okay? You can call them just angel or, you know, love angel or justice angel. I call in the justice angel a lot in prayer. And they don't. First of all, there are so many angels, and second of all, they're omnipresent. They can be everywhere helping everyone at once. And when we go back home, that's what it's like. And I know I've had some near-death experiences, and it's very different on the other side than it is here. We have this vision of it being so much like it is here, and it truly is not. So,
I do that, like, every night I do that with the different angels. So, yes.
Yes, exactly. Awesome. That they're asking you now to ask those on-point questions, go beyond the typical, and ask those on-point questions, like, what do I need to do to get this, you know, what do I need to do to open more? And when I ask that question for you, the answer I got is listen. You need to listen. Just turn off the TV, turn off the music, put down the magazines and the books, and listen. Everybody thinks meditation is about, and it's okay if you want to do a meditation that goes into silence and you hear nothingness, okay, that's great. Go ahead and do that. But during those moments of meditation are when you can hear God speak or your angels speak also. When you're sitting there in silence and all of a sudden you're kind of observing, you're watching everything going on, and if you don't get too excited, and I've done that, I've gotten really excited, I'm like, oh my God, and brought myself out. But if you don't get too excited, you will understand like oneness. You will understand that your thoughts are all thoughts and all thoughts are your thoughts. And you will be in that space where you hear your loved ones and the angels and the guides. And it will be an amazing experience for you. So please listen. Everybody, for everybody should take 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes every day, and just quiet their mind to listen. And if you want to ask a question and listen, even if you don't get an answer, at least you've taken yourself deeper into peace, which is, such a beautiful thing, right? Such a beautiful thing. We're afraid of silence today in this world. We have to have three things going at once. What if the whole world shut down all of their computers and TVs and phones for 10 minutes every day? What would that be like? What would it be like? Well, but don't turn off my show. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, but I think everybody should spend 10 minutes in silence every day just listening for love to come and tap them on the shoulder again and say, I'm still here. So your grandmother would also like to say, you're ready. Stop procrastinating, going. This doesn't mean you don't have to do everything else you still have to do in life. And, of course, that they love you. There are many people up there that are watching over you, and they love you. And what is this little brown teddy bear? This little brown teddy bear, I think it had like a red ribbon in the form of a bow on it. This little brown teddy bear, it's a light brown teddy bear. Not quite tan. It's not dark brown for sure, but it's like a light brown or a tan teddy bear. What is this teddy bear?
It's hard to place. I've had so many, and my daughter has so many.
Okay. You know what? They're showing me this teddy bear with this little red ribbon that is like a bow. I feel like this is not something as recent as we might think, but whatever it is, for some reason, this is a confirmation. They're showing me this teddy bear. Now, one other possibility is one time this couple came in for a reading, and I told them, I keep seeing this sequin pumpkin. It's a pumpkin with all these sequins on it. It's just this pumpkin with full of sequins. It's a fancy pumpkin. And they're like, we don't know what you're talking about, woman. I'm like, okay, well, they're just showing it to me. Your mom is just showing this to me, and I need you to know she's showing it to me. Well, when they got home 2 hours later, because they were from a bit away, they called me and they said, you're not going to believe this. And I'm like, there's not much I don't believe anymore, but go ahead. And they were like, on our way home, we randomly got off the freeway. There is no randomness, by the way. And we stopped at a Taco Bell. And as we were walking out of this Taco Bell, of all places that most Taco Bells wouldn't even decorate for Halloween, there was this fancy sequined pumpkin. So sometimes it's something from the past, but sometimes it's something coming in. So pay attention. Pay attention. Keep your eyes open and pay attention to the clues that they're sending you. When you see or hear little things like this, make sure that you take a mental note of it. And when it comes back around to you, make sure that you acknowledge it. And that's all they're asking you to do today. They want you to know there's so much love being showered down on you and that they are helping you get through these tribulations. If you open up your intuition, if you allow this to be a part of you, to the fullest extent that it can, it will take you places you never thought. That connection to God, light, love, is the strongest connection that there is. And when we are connected in that way, everything falls into place and we get on that wave or that flow of energy in the direction that we're supposed to go. When we allow fear to enter, when we allow those what-ifs to enter, that's what slows it down and makes it feel like we're going up against a wall. I want you to know that they are letting you know now that it is safe and it is appropriate. You will not be harmed if you open this up. The only darkness that we see is the illusion that we create in our mind. Allow yourself to have the faith and the belief that this can be good, it is good, and it will be good for you, and only the light and the love can get in, and you are divinely protected at all times. And I, Tony, now that was me channeling, and I, Tony, want to say that is very, very, very true for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. If you are suffering from those thoughts of, oh, something dark can get in, try to just surround yourself in that light and dissolve the dark. Just like entering a room and turning on a light, it's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing. I hope this was helpful for you. Oh, my goodness. This was amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm super excited.
I hope so. You know what? Of course, after the show today, sit down and listen for like 10 minutes if you can. Just spend that time listening. And before you go to bed, put 20 minutes aside. The first 10 minutes, all the things you're supposed to do every day will come up. And in the second 10 minutes, you should have all of that out of the way and just be able to go into that place of listening, okay?
Okay.
I hope you have an absolutely amazing week, and I look forward to hearing from you in the future.
I definitely will. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, which is 916. Hello, 916. How are you doing today?
Hello, Tony. I'm doing fine. This is Nancy from California. And it's the first
time
I've talked to you. Hi.
Oh, wonderful. So how can I help you today? What's your question or connection?
Yeah, well, I'm a retired psychiatric nurse, and I feel a calling still to be of service, and I'm very attracted to holistic and also spiritual directions. So I was just curious if you have any messages for me.
You know, there are many, many messages coming in, but the first thing I'm getting is book, 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 book. Have you been thinking about writing a book, or is this something that you feel that you have thought about in the past?
You know what? I get this message from many people. I do write down my thoughts, but I haven't really formulated it into a book yet. Things come through my mind.
Okay. I think the title of the book should be, and I'm not the boss of you, but With Care and Compassion, and it's case studies. This is your first book. It's case studies. And I wish I had like 2 hours to talk to you, love, but in the quickest version that I can, the first book, With Care and Compassion, and their case studies, and it's going to really help what's going on with society today. This book is going to help you formulate how to do the next book, which will be about pre-care, love, catching things before they go wrong. I have the feeling that you have the potential to do up to 4 or 5 books, but you'll probably get 3 good ones in and then decide what you want to do next. Once you start writing, you will continue to write, and you will continue to have more information flow through you. The one thing I've learned is that once we pick up pen and paper, or if you want to do it on the computer, that's fine. For me, when I have pen and paper, I'm much better. Once we pick it up and we start, they're so excited to give us the information to put out there for people. So please focus on your books for now. If you want to do person-to-person care, that is completely up to you, and you are going to find a venue to do that within 6 weeks. It might be within a month if you're looking. Now, if you're not looking, it will take a little bit longer, but I'm going to tell you, if you really focus in on those books, you're going to be so happy to be able to do that and to put that information out there, because the information you put up in these books will help tenfold the number of people that you could help one-on-one. Okay?
Interesting. So I signed up for a one-to-one with you, so I'm going to get some more information.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. That's awesome. Right. Remember, with care and compassion, and absolutely don't hesitate to start even today to just write down whatever it is you can pull out, and you will be amazed at how much you have in no time at all. Your thoughts will go intermittently into the first book, but the second book will be more about pre-care things, alternative ways of handling things prior to the meltdown, if you will. What you can do for your children to keep them from getting to that point. That's going to be the second book. The first book is all about what you've seen and experienced. The second book is, you know, some preventative measures and some holistic ways of handling some of it and how to stop it from coming in. So the first book has to be out there like the shock and awe, and then the second book, okay, now here's what the worst case scenario. Here's how to prevent the worst case scenario. So please focus in on... Yeah, please focus in on those. That's your most important project right now, and the purpose for your life at this point. There are many other purposes. This is one of them. But just please focus in on those and start formulating that in your mind. And now that you know, it will flow through you so eloquently that you won't be able to stop it. Okay, love?
Oh, beautiful. Yes, that really does resonate with me. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Now, I have about 30 seconds left. I'm going to keep you on the line for a few seconds more while I say goodbye to everybody. Thank you so much for listening in today. Please do call back next Monday at noon. I will be taking callers again. If I didn't get to you, I'm so sorry. Please keep in mind my switchboard is full for the whole show, and I do the best I can. Until next Monday, with all the love in my heart, thank you so much for joining me here today, and have an amazing week.